This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. US Vice President J.D. Vance met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife Usha, their children and senior members of the US administration. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The Prime Minister fondly recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the U.S., leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi and Mr. Vance reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-U.S. bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued effort towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies, and other areas. Meanwhile, the U.S. Vice President has reached Jaipur and he will stay there for 3 days. PM Modi has said that the quality in governance is determined by how deeply schemes reach the people and their real impact on the ground. Addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south. Mr. Modi outlined India's ambitious goals for the coming years, including energy security, clean energy, advancements in sports and achievements in space exploration. Underscoring the immense responsibility on civil servants to ensure that India becomes the world's third largest economy at the earliest, PM urged them to prevent any delays in achieving this critical objective. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has held a review meeting in New Delhi with Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai to assess the implementation of 3 new criminal laws in the state. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensic services. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is actively engaging with the new US administration and aims to finalize the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement by September-October this year. During her 5-day visit to the US, she is scheduled to meet US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and officials from the United States Trade Representative's Office. The trip includes a keynote address at Stanford University, meetings with CEOs in Francisco on investment and tech cooperation, and participation in diaspora events to boost India's cultural outreach. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has stated that providing affordable and quality health care to every poor person in the country is a priority of the central government. Mr. Nadda said this while sharing a breakaway session titled Promoting Swasth Bharat through Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Arogya Mandir during the Civil Services Day celebrations in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the government's expenditure on healthcare has increased from 29% in 2014 to 48% now, leading to decline in out-of-pocket expenditure of people. Khadi and village industries sector, which empowers the spirit of self-reliance in the country, has touched new heights in the last 11 years under the leadership of PM Modi. Releasing the provisional data of Khadi and village industries for the financial year 2024-25, Chairman Khadi and Village Industries Commission, Manoj Kumar, said in new release that it has set a new record of production, sales and new employment generation. Delhi CM Rekha Gupta will launch over 250 air-conditioned mini-electric buses, 9 meters in length and named Devi, today to offer commuters a solution in last-mile connectivity. The green-colored buses will hit the road after a delay of about 6 months and a year-long trial run on half a dozen routes. Delhi Transport Minister Pankaj Singh said the launch of the new buses will coincide with World Earth Day. Indian shooter Simranpreet Kaur Brar won her first international medal with a silver in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup in Lima, Peru. She scored 33 hits in the final, just one behind China's Sun Yuji, who claimed gold. This marked India's fourth silver at the event, along with 2 golds and a bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs at Eden Gardens. Batting first, Gujarat posted 198 for 3, powered by skipper Shubman Gill's 90 of 55 balls. In response, Kolkata managed only 159 for 8, with Ajinkya Rahane scoring half-century. Shubman Gill was named player of the match. Today, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will face Delhi Capitals at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.